Okay. So we'll continue from last night. So I'll say the same Hakdama over tonight. And that is that even if we repeat over some of the well-known Verloch, Mishon, and so on, it's always Kedai to Chazer and over and forget. Each year we have a deeper insight and understanding more than we had the year before. Okay. Comes to the mitzvah of Magid. In all Pesach night, special mitzvah of the Gadat of Vincha to tell over what we call Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. I know you mentioned this in the past. Every day of the year, there's also a mitzvah of Zchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. To remember, a person has to remember the Yitzias Mitzrayim all the days of his life. What exactly is the difference between the Zchira of Mitzrayim the entire year and the mitzvah of Sipur, which is on the night of the Seder? Well known from Reb Chaim Briska, he brings down there are three nafkaminas, there are three differences between Sipur of the Pesach night and Zechir of a whole year round. First nafkamina, he says, is that on the night of the Seder is a mitzvah of Sipur v'achayim. V'igadatel levincho, l'man tesaper, b'ozlei bincho, ven vincho. It's a mitzvah to tell it over to others, not just to yourself. However, a whole year round, Zechira, it's a mitzvah to mention it, remind yourself of Mitzrayim. Lav dafka to say it over to others. It's Laman Tizka, you should remember. But on the night of the Seder, it's a Sipur, it mean of telling it over to others, which doesn't apply a whole year round. We got it to Levincha, Laman to Saper, that's a special mitzvah of Magid on the night of the Seder. A second difference is Inya being Maschel Begnos, Wasayim Mishvach. A whole year round, all we have to do is mention, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem lokeichem, Asher etzeis yeschem, mi'aretz Mitzrayim. Pesach night, we have to go through the entire history. The entire beginning, we start the Gnus, Metchilo, Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Hoyo Aviseinu, HaMesayim Mishpach, V'yachshov, Kervanu HaMokom, Hashem brought us to Har Sinai, for Kabbalah Satayra. We have to go through the entire history and all the chesed that Hashem did for us from the beginning, the Gnus, the Shem, Mascha B'Gnus, HaMesayim Mishpach. And the third difference is that the night of the Seder is a mitzvah not only to mention about Mitzrayim, but also to explain and say over the reason for all the mitzvahs of that night. What we find later in the Haggadah, Kol Shulayama Shuloy Shedvarim Halalu Lo Yotzi Yedei Chayvasai. Whoever did not say these three things is not Yotzi Yedei Chayvasai, and these are the three, Pesach, Matzah, Umara. It doesn't mean just saying those words. It means that the Haggadah continues explaining the reason for Pesach, the reason for Matzah, and the reason for Morah. We say the reason for the mitzvahs as well. That doesn't apply a whole year round. A whole year round, we just mentioned Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Now, to say there is a special inyan to say over the reason for all the mitzvahs halayla, for all the mitzvahs of the night.
Is it all the mitzvahs halayla or just those three?
Well, those are the three that are mentioned in the Torah specifically. Darba Kaisis is not mentioned directly in the Torah, and so on.
Right.
Even though Maris Rabban is Manazeh, but
so the Sipur, the Mitzvah,
everything else that we do is only Minhagim or the Rabbanans. So it's brought down from Chaim Briska. Halach Ma'anya. When it comes to Halach Ma'anya, how many stories and Mishalom were said over the Halach Ma'anya? From the time we were in first grade, we came in with the Mishalom. So I'm going to go back in time a little bit, and we'll say about a famous Mishal from the Dumna Magid, even though everybody probably heard it many times. And if not themselves, probably they say that with any children it was said over, but Afal Pikein, it's a powerful Mashal. It never hurts to repeat it. And we're going to say over a similar Mashal on Avodah Hayinu in a few minutes. Okay. Dumna Magid, we say Halach Ma'anya. At the end, we end off Halach Ma'anya Hoshat Ohocho, Lushon Habo Ba'arad Yisrael, Hashta Avde, Lushon Habo B'nei Chayrin. Now we're here, next year, Mitzvah Shem Eretz Yisrael, we're Avodim, next year, B'nei Chayrin. And logically, the question is obvious, what's the connection between the beginning of Halach Ma'anya and the end? This is the poor man's bread, we ate in Mitzrayim, whoever's going to come and eat, next year, we should be in Eretz Yisrael, next year, we should be free. What exactly is the connection between the beginning of Halach Ma'anya and sort of a tefillah, if you want to call it, or a promise at the end, next year we'll be free? Now, Dumna Magid explains with probably one of the most famous Mishalim that there is on the Haggadah, the Ani, the poor man, and he has a very hard life, And suddenly one day he strikes it rich. Ani strikes it rich. He wins the lottery. He strikes it rich one day. And his fortune changes overnight from being in rags and Ani to becoming a very wealthy man. And the Ani doesn't want to get to his head. He doesn't want to become a big shot. He doesn't want to get his wealth to get to his head. So the Ani takes it upon himself that at the end of every meal that he eats, he's going to take a dry piece of bread and dip it into salt. As a zecher, as a way of remembering what he used to eat when he was a poor man. And this way, every time he does that, and he dips the bread into the salt, at the end of his seven-course meal, he'll remember not to be a Magaiva, that once upon a time he was an Ani, and remember the nace that Hashem did, and to thank Hashem for the nace that he turned into a wealthy man. And this goes on for a long time. At the end of every fancy meal that he has, he makes sure to take this dry bread and salt as a zecher to remember how Hashem saved him from being an Ani and turned him into an Asher. The years go on and the wheel of fortune turns and this Asher loses all his wealth and he becomes an Ani all over again. He's an Ani and this time he has to go around begging for food and he goes around begging for food. One day he's invited into an Asher's house to eat and he sits down by the table and he's served him a nice seven-course meal. At the end of the meal, he says to the usher, can I ask you a favor? Can you bring me a dry piece of bread and some salt? So the usher says to him, my hi, what's this all about? You just ate a nice seven-course meal, main dish with dessert. Why do you need a dry piece of bread and salt? And he says, I'll tell you the truth. I used to be very poor, and then I became very rich, and every day I thanked Hashem, and I made a zecher to remember what it was like to be poor, and I would take a dry piece of bread with salt. I didn't have a chance to do it now because my fortune turned. But now that I'm here and I have a chance, I want to remember those days and I want a dry piece of bread with salt. So the usher says to him, I don't understand. Bishlomo, when you were wealthy, it makes sense. You want to remember when you were poor and the nace that Hashem did, how Hashem saved you. But does it make any sense now? What are you trying to remember? You're an Ani now as well. Mm-hmm. As soon as you leave, you're back where you started from. Why? Remember, what's the meaning of taking a dry piece of bread and salt? And the Ani answers and he says, it's true that right now I might seem an Ani, but when I was a wealthy man, I had lent some money of mine away. And the money, one day I'll be able to collect it. It's not due yet. I can't collect the money that's due to me. But eventually, in a few years' time, I'll be able to collect the money that's due to me and I'll be wealthy again. So I'm not really a poor man. Since I'm not really a poor man, I one day will have my wealth back, therefore I still want to make a zecher of eating the bread and salt and thanking Hashem for saving me from being an Ani. Says it in the Magid, the Nimshel Zavis. We're sitting in Golus now as well. We're sitting in Golus. Some years the Golus is easier, some years Golus is harder. We're sitting in Golus as well. We have to make a zecher to Golus and Mitzrayim. What better zecher do you need than the Golus that we're in right now? Halach ma'ani, we're commemorating, remembering the poor man's bread we ate in Mitzrayim. How could it be? We ourselves are in that situation now. Why are we commemorating what happened once upon a time? Hashem took us out. Hashem brought us to Eretz Yisrael. We had a base of Mikdash. It was destroyed. We're back in Golus all over again. What are we commemorating if we're back in Golus all over again? And when the Dibnu Magid puts it beautifully, he says, Halach ma'ani, kol dichvin yesei v'yecho. Does it make sense to say, anyone who's hungry, come and eat? In other words, we ourselves are hungry now as well. We're back in Golus. What are we saying, come and eat the matzah? What are we commemorating? We're back in Golus again. The answer is no. Hashat ha'cha, l'shon ha'ba b'arad Yisrael. Hashta avde, l'shon ha'ba b'nei chayvin. It's true, now we're here in Golus, but we have a haftacha. Hashem promised us that there will be a gula. We will be redeemed. And one day we will be rich again. One day we'll have the gula. We'll be back in Eretz Yisrael. We'll have the base of Mikdash. Now we might be avodim, but l'shon haba, we have that avtachel, we'll be b'nei chayrin. And therefore, we're not really poor. We're not really in Golus, because we have that avtachel that Hashem will redeem us. And therefore, we commemorate what happened in Mitzrayim, because we have that avtachel that Hashem will take us out, and Hashem will save us, and bring us to Eretz Yisrael, we will be b'nei chayrin. That's one of the nice mishon from the Dibnu Magid on the Okay, we move on to the Manashtana. We come to Manashtana. So everyone's familiar with the four kashas. Everybody has the Roman Hogim, who is all the children, some, the youngest, different men Hogim. But the Manashtana is meant to be derech question. The Haggadah is question and answer format. So the Manashtana is asked, and then the answer is given in the form of Avodim Hoginu. what exactly are the questions of Manishtana? So, it's well known the Abba Barnell's Pshat, which we probably said over many times, but it fits in very well, and that is that the child is perplexed by the table. One main idea of the site is to keep the children up. They shouldn't fall asleep. So we do things that are different. Out of the ordinary, to have the children, encourage the children to ask. The Manashtana is what the child sees on the Seder plate, what he sees on the table. And to the child, it looks like a big contradiction. Things are very puzzling. And he says, why is this night different? On one hand, you have chametz and matzah. I'm sorry, you have only matzah. Matzah is lechem oni, poor man's bread. It seems to the Mefarshim that we ate matzah in Mitzrayim, we used to feed slaves matzah, it's harder to digest, it remains in the stomach longer, and you have to feed the avodim so much food. Matzah was eaten by aniyim, by avodim. On one hand, the matzah represents golos. Moror, by moror is chayayim. Moror represents the golos as well, the bitterness of Mitzrayim. So the child says, I don't understand. Tonight, is it a night of golos, or is it a night of gula? On one hand, you have on the table matzah and moror represent the golos, the bitterness of the golos. On the other hand, you have, we dip in. Usually we don't dip in. Tonight we dip twice. The karpas in the salt water, the maror in the charoises. Who eats dipping in? That's the derech of rich people. They sit, they have dips. They dip their food in. Charles says, I see preparing to dip in food. That's the way the Ashim eat. Fourth kasha, kolonu mesubin. We all recline. Who eats mesubin? Ashirim eats. So Charles says, I'm all mixed up. You have simonim of golos. You have simonim of gula. What is tonight? Why is it different? Is it a night of golos or a night of gula? And the answer is, tonight's both. Avodim hayinu lefara b'mitzrayim, v'yayitzienu Hashem elokeinu misham. The first half of the night, we were still avodim to paro. We weren't freed yet. When did we go free? Vayhi b'chatzi halayla. In the middle of the night, we went free. So the father answers and he says, it's true, tonight is a zecher both for the golos and the gula. Because the first half of the night, we were taka still avodim to paro in Mitzrayim. And only in the middle of the night was vayotzeinu Hashem elokeinu misham, that Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim. So therefore we have on the table both a zecher for golos and a zecher for the gula. In the year 1943 or 44, the Bourgeois Rebbe was, I'm not sure where exactly he was, in one of the ghettos in the camps, I'm not sure where the story takes place. They had some kind of a Seder to the best of their ability. They weren't able to have everything needed for a Seder. They had matzah too, some potatoes, some beets, and there was nothing much else for the Seder. And the Bourgeois Rebbe spoke and tried to be the Chazak people as much as he can, even though they weren't able to have a Seder that year. When it came to the Manishtana, the Bourgeois Rebbe said the following. He said, Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylois. Why is this golos different than all the other nights, all the other golos? This golos is so hard, so bitter. The situation during the Second World War, Manishtana halayla hazeh, why are we suffering so much in this golos? And the Bourgeois Rebbe continued, Shibacho halaylois, ono eichlin chometz umatzah. In all the other nights, all the other dark times of history, of Golos, sometimes we have chametz, sometimes we have matzah. What's the difference between chametz and matzah? Chametz, the dough rises, matzah is flat. He says, in all the other Golos, sometimes we rose up, sometimes we were flat. We had an ace aliyah, a time of aliyah, an ace yirida, a time when we were down. But halayla hazeh, this Golos, present times, kulei matzah, we're totally down. There's no aliyah at all. Why isn't this golos? There's no aliyah at all. Kulei matzah were flat. It's only yerida. Shibachol haleilos. All the other golos in, there are other vegetables as well. But this golos is kulei mara. There's nothing else besides the bitterness of the war, the bitterness of the ghetto. There's nothing else besides the bitterness that we're suffering day in and day out. Why is this golos different? Shibachol haleilos. All the other nights, the golos in, ain't anu matbilin. But in this golos, we dip the karpas in the salt water. What does the salt water represent? The tears. Salt represents the tears that the Yidden cried in Mitzrayim. This golos is full of tears, of crying. This golos is only tears. All the other golos we ate, sitting up or lying down. But this golos, halayla hazeh, kolonu mesubin. We're totally knocked down. We're lying down. We can't pick ourselves up. We can't rise. We're only lying down, and this golos without being able to pick ourselves up. Why is it? And then the Bush River said, Avodim hoyinu lefar Mitzrayim. The letters were Avodim, Ayin, Beis, Dalet, Yumem. If you rearrange the letters, Rosh Taivis, you have the words David ben Yishai, Dalet Beis Yud is David ben Yishai, Ayin Mem is Avdechom Shichecho. He said, the Teretz is that David ben Yishai Avdechom Shichecho. That now is the times of Mashiach, and before Mashiach comes, the Yisurim that Chai Yisrael has to undergo, and these are only a simon that the Gula is right around the corner. The darker part of the night comes right before the dawn, the light in the morning. And the fact that it's very, very dark now must be that David ben Yishai, Avdecha Mashiachecha, Avodim Hayinu, the David is right around the corner, and Mashiach is on, and Mashiach is on his way. And it was Mechazik the Yoilom by saying over this Manashtana with Avodim Hayinu. And sometimes we question also, life's difficult, goals, but we have a Muna, we know, Avodim Hayinu, that ultimately there will be a Gula, ultimately Mashiach will come, and will redeem us and take us out of goals. Shlomo Zalman Orbach was a young boy. He was walking with his father to the Kaisel, LaRavi, on the first day of Pesach. And they met Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim. And Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld asked the small boy, Shlomo Zalman, did you say the Manashtana last night? Did he ask the Manashtana the four kashas? And as a small boy, Shlomo Zalman answered, yes, I said the four kashas. But not only that, I said the four kashas last year also. Not only this year, I said it last year. And Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld asked him, and what's the answer to the four kashas? What did your father answer you? So he said, Avodam Ayinu, the Hagoto. Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld asked Shlomo Zalman as a small boy, tell me, if you asked a question last year, and your father already answered you last year, why'd you ask again this year? Why do you ask again? You already know the answer from last year. So Shlomo Zalman told the story over later in life. He said, as a young boy, I didn't have what to answer. I was caught off guard. I didn't want to answer. I started to cry. I didn't have what to answer. But he said, now, later on, he says, the Teretz is obvious. The purpose of the Haggadah is not to teach us what we don't know. It's not to teach us what we don't know. Fakir, afilu kuranu chachamim, kuranu revainim, kuranu zakeinim, kuranu yoidim es ha-Torah. Even though we all know the Torah, mitzvah aleinu l'saper b'yitzias mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah for us to tell over about yitzias mitzvahim. The idea of telling over is not to teach us what we don't know. It's to strengthen our amuna that Hashem did take us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out, brought us to Har Sinai. There was a gula, there will be a gula, and the whole idea is to mechazik our amuna. And to mechazik our amuna, there's no end. You could say over and over and over and over many, many times, a person needs chizik. You could ask and answer many times, and repeat it over every year, not necessarily to learn something new that we didn't know, the Rashi Mechazit the Amuna that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. V'chol amaver l'saper b'yetzias Mitzrayim harezeh meshuvach. Whoever speaks about, tells over about, leave Mitzrayim more, the more one speaks about, harezeh meshuvach, he's praiseworthy. Okay. What exactly is the harezeh meshuvach, he's praised? What's the significance of one who's marvelous sapper, he deserves to be meshubach. So from the Divrei Shol, when the Moshe Tzur Rebbe, he says over a very nice marshal, similar to the Divrei Magid's marshal earlier, with a different twist. And it brings out a very, very, very nice point. There once again was an Ani. The Ani lacked everything. Didn't have anything at all. He had a very poor life. Overnight, he becomes wealthy, and suddenly he's an Asher. And with his newfound riches, the Ani decides he's not going to waste away his riches. But besides being rich, he's going to hire a Rebbe to teach him Torah. He'll hire Talmud Chacham to teach him. He didn't have a chance to learn too much as an Ani. So with his newfound money, not only does he build himself a nice house, and he acquires land, and he eats like an Asher, but he also hires a Rebbe to teach him Torah. And this goes on for quite a while until he becomes a Talmud Chacham in his own right. And he has Torah and Gedulah b'makom echad. Torah and Gedulah together. He's an Asher, a Talmud Chacham. And like in the previous marshal, the wheel of fortune turns, and suddenly he finds himself destitute and poor without any wealth at all. He had a minig, same idea as before, he had a minig that once a year, on the anniversary of the day that he became rich, he would eat a poor man's meal to remember what had happened, how poor he was, and how Hashem had saved him. And now he becomes poorer all over again. The day the anniversary comes, when he became rich, he suddenly wants to celebrate and have this party and eat the food the way he ate, like an oni. And they ask him, "My high? There's nothing to celebrate. You're poor again? What are you celebrating this time around?" And he says, "Ah, it's true that I might have lost all my money, but all the Torah that I learned, that I still have. I might have lost all the money that I gained when I became rich, but all the Torah that I learned afterwards, that I still have and that I kept. And that is worthwhile still to celebrate." Says the Divrei Shaul, "V'chol ha'maber l'saper." Whoever's maber l'saper. How could somebody be maber l'saper? We're back in Golos all over again. We're sitting here in Golos. Good, it's in America, Golos. It was in Europe, wherever the Golos was, we're back in Golos. How could you speak about leave Mitzrayim and we're stuck again in Golos? If one is marvelous saper, it shows he understands that the Yitzhiyah of Mitzrayim was not only the physical leaving, it was the ruchnius as well. Why did we leave Mitzrayim? Like Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Shmos, "Tavdunas Elokim al Har Hazeh." You'll be brought to Har Sinai. Serve Hashem by Har Sinai. The purpose of leaving Mitzrayim was for Kabbalah Satayra, to receive the Torah. Says the Divrei Shaul, beautiful. If one is marvelous saper, it shows that he understands that the tachlis, the purpose of leaving Mitzrayim, was not just the physical leaving and the relief from the shibud, but rather was Hashem choosing us as a nation, bringing us to Har Sinai, and giving us the Torah. And therefore, even now, when we're back in Golos, and we have a shibudim, but still, we understand the great nes that Hashem did, and the Torah that we received, that we still have. But in Israel, we still have the Torah. If somebody could speak about it, Hareza, he's Meshubach. He's a praiseworthy person, because he understands that the Iker of Bim Mitzrayim was the Kabbalah of Torah and Har Sinai, and that we have, even today, we're in Golos. Okay, going a little further, ahead in the Agodah, Keneged Arbo Bonim Dibur Torah. Torah speaks about the four sons. The Chochom, the Rosho, the Tam, the Shein De'elisho. And everyone knows the famous question that's this. The Agodah tells us, Chochom Mahu Eimer. What does the Chacham say? What are all the dinim, the laws that Hashem Elokeinu commanded you? Rasha Mahuayme? What does the Rasha say? Moha Avoida Hazois Lachem. What is the Avoida for you? As soon as the Rasha says Lachem, the Haggadah jumps on him. Hoitzi is Atzmai min haklal. The Rasha took himself out of the klal. He says, Moha Avoida Hazois Lachem. What is the Avodah for you? He doesn't include himself. He took himself out of the cloud. We tell him that if you would have been in Mitzrayim, you wouldn't have been redeemed. The Af Ata Hakeis Shinov, knock out his teeth. We let the Rasha, we let him have it for saying Zois Lachem. And developed everybody as the Kasha. The Chochem also said Eschem. The Chochem said, Moha Edois, the Achukim HaMishpatim, Ashat Siva Hashem Lokeinu Eschem. Hashem commanded you. The Chochem also excludes himself. And he says, you. Why do we accept what the Chacham says, and we are angry at the Rasha for what he said? And the famous answer that the Velt says over is because the Chacham included himself. The Chacham says Elokeinu, our Hashem. Hashem Tziva Hashem Elokeinu. He includes himself by saying Elokeinu, so he included himself, while the Rasha just says Moha Avoid Azoiz Lachem. The Gra, when was asked this question, the Gra answered very cryptically, and the Gra quoted a pasuk in Koheles, Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel. He answered, "V'ra'isi ani shi'esh Yisrael l'chochma min asichos." I see that there's a maila of wisdom over foolishness, ki Yisrael ha'or min achoshech, like the maila of light over darkness. When they asked the Gra this question, the Chochma is excluding himself as well as the Rasha. The Gra answered, from pasuk Koheles Beis Yud Gimel, I see that Chochma is a mile over foolishness, like light is a mile over Chashich. And nobody understood what the Gra was trying to hint at, what he was trying to say. And they asked the Gra what he meant. And he says, Poshet, if you look at Chumash Bereishis, what does the Pasuk say when Hashem created light? By Or, what does the Pasuk say? Vayikre Elokim l'Or Yoyim. Hashem called Or Yoyim. By Chashich, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk continues, V'lachashich koraloyla. And the darkness Hashem called night. It doesn't say Elokim by Choshech. It only says Elokim by Yoim. Vayikra Elokim lo'ar Yoim. It doesn't say Vayikra Elokim Choshech. It just says Vila Choshech kara layla. Hashem's name, Elokim, is only mentioned by light and not mentioned by night. Says the Gra. Just like Or has a mile over Choshech. Because Or, Hashem's name is mentioned. As opposed to Choshech, where Hashem's name is not mentioned, that's the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha. The Chacham says Hashem l'keinu, the Chacham and Kul mentions Hashem, while the Rasha only says, Moha Avoida Hazayis Lachem, and excludes Hashem. And they continue on, and they add on to the Gra, though the Baha Gadol says, Ulfisha Haitzi is Atzmai min HaKlal, the Rosh excluded himself, Atzmai is another name for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like you have the Gemara in the Sechta Gittin, by the Kamsa, the Gemara brings down that Titus HaRosh entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he took a knife, he stabbed the Pareiches, and Dam came out of the Pareiches. And the Gemara uses the Rosh in Kesava Shaharag as Atzmai. Titus thought he killed himself. It doesn't mean that Atzmai, Rashi explains, it was a way of saying, he thought that Kamiyachu was the blood of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see the word Atzmai refers to Hashem. You know why we are angry at the Rosh? You know when we tell the Rosh off? Because he took himself, meaning he took a Kodesh Baruch Hu out of the cloud. He doesn't mention Hashem's name, while the Chacham clearly says, Hashem Lkeinu Leschem.
Do you have the exact
Ma'amakam
of the
Yes, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. If I wrote it down correctly. That's what I have written down. So, it's there. Okay. Just we'll end off with one more word. The Vel Tumuls, what's the response to the Rasha of Ata Hake Eshinov, knock out his teeth? What kind of an answer is that to the Rasha to knock out his teeth? What's the significance of the teeth? Okay, all kinds of remorse, I am Panama Tire. The Kajan Samagid says over a very, very insightful word. It says the Kajan Samagid, the Rasha is bothered, Moha Voida Zois Mochem. We know that there are different ways about Voida Sashem. One could serve Hashem with tefillah, one could serve Hashem with Torah, chesed. Everybody has their own talents, their own way of serving Hashem. The Rosh comes to the Seder table, cover Pesach, a Seder. The Rosh doesn't understand, how could you serve Hashem by eating? That's the way to celebrate Pesach. You sit here, a whole party, a suda, with good food. Moha avoida azois lachem. How is this an avoida for you? How can you serve Hashem by eating? Eating and drinking, that's for yourself. How can he use Olam Hazeh, food and drink, to serve Hashem? Moha avoid the Hazois Lachem. The Russian doesn't understand that a person can take even the Gashmis of this world and use it for Kedusha. A person who eats for Dvar Mitzvah, a person who eats with the proper Kavana, elevates the food, elevates himself. And the Russian doesn't understand, Moha avoid the, what type of avoid could it be by eating? A person eats because he eats for himself. This avoid is Hashem. The Af Ata Hake Eshinov. The Russian doesn't understand that eating is a form of avodas Hashem. He doesn't deserve to eat. Knock out his teeth. If he can't understand that serving Hashem can be done through eating and drinking, he doesn't deserve to participate in the Seder to eat and to drink, which is all avodas Hashem serving Hashem. Stasemes and Atik Nishirim, others say, by the Seder, we find that Hallel is split up. We have Hallel before the meal and Hallel after the meal. And everybody wonders, what's the significance of splitting up Hallel? Either say Hallel before, or say Hallel afterwards. Mm-hmm. What's the idea? Sfasem says, because on the night of the Seder, the meal itself is also part of the Hallel. A person sits down to a Suda, and he eats a Suda to thank Hashem. It's part of remembering, it's Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's part of the mitzvahs of the night. The eating itself is a form of Hallel, praising Hashem. Taking the Gashmias, and using the Gashmias, it's also a form of avodas Hashem, of praising Hashem. So the Hallel is not really split up, because the eating the sud in the middle is also a form of praising Hashem, provided a person eats with the kavanah to do a mitzvah to serve Hashem properly. Just enough, we mentioned the Shulah writes, the night of the Seder is a night of tremendous Kedusha. The night that Yaakov brought the Matamim to Yitzchak Avinu was Leil Pesach, the night of the Seder. And the night here, he says, one could taste from the matzahs on Pesach, one could taste the matamim, the taste of Gan Eden, if one is zeicher, has a tremendous kedusha. The Shulah writes, one should try as much as possible not to talk dvarim b'teilim by the Seder as much as he can, to show the kedusha, the respect that he has for the Seder, and the kedusha of the night. We should talk about the zeicher, that we should feel the kedusha of the Seder, and we should be able to retain the kedusha and grow from it. Okay.